Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. Thank you for listening and happy March. And for those of you that may not know, March is Social Work Month. And on today's show, I have actually three guests who are all social workers here at Wayne Memorial Hospital. I have Mary Bergio. Good morning, Mary.
Good morning.
And you're the manager, right?
I am.
Social work department.
Yeah. I am, yes.
How many years now?
26.
Wow. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us together. We've been here for over 50 years together combined. And then I have Jill White.
Yes.
Good morning, Jill.
Good morning.
And I have Morgan. Last name?
Sylvie,
sorry. I should have known that. But you're relatively new here, right?
I've been here like 2 years.
Okay. And Jill, how long have you been at Wayne Memorial?
I started in May of this last year. So it'll be a year in May.
Oh, so you're the newest member on the team, just about.
Yeah, just
about. Okay, wonderful. Well, like I said, thank you for joining us today. For those of you that may not know, you know, we are going to talk about social work and social workers. So, Jill, can you tell our listeners what is a social worker?
Sure. So, to me, a social worker is an individual who advocates and builds bridges for our community. You know, it's a very stressful job, but also a very rewarding job.
Mm-hmm.
And to be a social worker, it does require some schooling. You could either have a bachelor's degree or a master's degree in social work. And then if you decide to pursue that even further, you then have to take your licensure test for the state that you're in. So schooling is definitely a major part of what a social worker is.
Right, right. Like someone can't just hang a shingle outside and say, I'm a social worker, right?
Exactly.
They need a lot. Is licensure, because you know, I ask about that because I'm a registered dietitian and we weren't licensed till, I don't know, maybe 15 years ago. That was mm-hmm. something new. So is licensure important to practice social work?
It is, and I think it really depends on what area of social work you're practicing.
Okay.
Some jobs do require you to obtain your license to be a social worker in their facility, where some do not require it.
Mm-hmm.
It ultimately is, I think, how you see yourself and where you see yourself in the field of social work.
Wow.
We here at Wayne Memorial, a job requirement is to have your license mm-hmm. in Pennsylvania. We just strongly feel that it gets a higher quality of social worker.
Right. Right, because you have to pass that exam, which is, I'm sure, very hard to do.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Morgan recently, 2 years ago,
yeah. uh-huh.
Morgan actually used to be a student with us. We do that a lot, internships, and of course, we love to hire them.
Right, right. I know in nutrition services, we have hired interns in the past.
Yes.
Actually, many, many years ago, when I went for my schooling, I was an intern here, and I got a job. So yes, it's very
great.
Nice. But Mary, you know, we talk about the term social work, but that name has kind of changed over the years, hasn't it?
It has. We very rarely get referred to as the social work department. We ourselves call us the social work department, but I think a lot of people refer to us as social services, discharge planners, and here even sometimes we're even called case managers. But we really are social workers. And our department isn't all social workers. We actually have caseworkers in the department too.
Right, right. So it's many different disciplines under one umbrella, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And so, you know, Morgan, when we look at social workers at Wayne Memorial Hospital, which departments do you usually work with?
We work in basically all the departments that focus on patient care. That would include the inpatient units, the emergency department. We work with some of the outpatient units like the wound care clinic, same-day surgery, pulmonary rehab, all of that.
So basically everyone, right?
Everything that involves patients, yeah.
Exactly, which is many. You know, I know, you know, Jill mentioned before that your job can be very stressful, yes, rewarding. Mm-hmm. What are some of your responsibilities as a social work?
I would say majorly our role is to help patients develop a safe discharge plan home or address, you know, any barriers or issues they have related to care once they are home in the community would be our primary role. And communicating with families and advocating for the patient's needs, definitely.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that usually just doesn't involve one visit with that patient, right? You follow that patient through their whole stay here at Wayne Memorial, correct?
Yes. Yeah, we come in very early in the hospital stay and follow through until mm-hmm. they're ready to go home.
Right, right. And then some of your also responsibilities is, as you know, with all the other disciplines in the hospital that you work with, you have morning meetings, correct? And so it really is a team effort.
Yeah. Yeah. We work with all the departments in the hospital to ensure that the patient has a safe plan.
Mm-hmm. Which is so important. You know, we talked a lot about the hospital, but Mary, we see also social workers in the community?
We do. You see social workers working in almost every field anymore. Schools, just not medical hospitals. You see them working in psychiatric hospitals, inpatient rehab hospitals. They're doing outpatient drug and alcohol, behavioral health. You're seeing a lot of social workers get hired now in private industry, mm-hmm. not just hiring human resources, they're hiring social workers to do counseling. Insurance companies are actually hiring social workers to do case management for them now, as well as employee assistance counseling. So you see social workers everywhere. One other thing that we do, we talked about working in the hospital, we actually do the social work visits for our hospice agency, mm-hmm. the licensed social workers.
Right, right. Which is, you know, again, truly amazing mm-hmm. how over the years, how the role of a social worker really has progressed. And I think it's so amazing to know that you're so valued, which is really, really important. And, you know, that the public and the community are also realizing that now, because your knowledge, not just school knowledge, but also your community knowledge, right? Your resources
yes.
that are available, and how many different other resources out there in the community that you work with, correct?
One of the biggest, I think, job responsibilities we have as a department is helping patients and their families navigate through the difficult or intricate systems that they face every day to get resources and support. Mm-hmm. We're assisting them through that process, and that's a very important job.
Right, right, exactly. Whether it be aging or drug and mm-hmm. alcohol or just, you know, insurance, correct? All of those
insurance,
things.
Homeless issues.
Right,
there's
right.
a lot mm-hmm. that they face.
Yes. And before I forget, thank you all for what you do, because it is, like I said, I truly feel it's so important. You know, and besides your daily work, you know, 7 days a week at Wayne Memorial, you also participate in community events, so you give back as well.
We do. One of the big things we're doing this month for Social Work Month, and actually, I've talked about it before in the past, and we just didn't have the time to do it, so the department as a whole thought it would be a great idea to do, was a fundraiser for the Wayne County Food Pantry. And we're collecting non-perishables as well as different items for their hygiene program. And we actually have with Nutrition Services, because it's National Nutrition Month too, they're helping us with that collection this month. The staff are great here at the hospital. Mm-hmm. I mean, you ask them to give, they give.
Right.
They're really wonderful. Some of the other things we do during the year, we work very closely with the Wayne County Office of Aging, and the staff love this program. It's Adopt a Senior, where we get anywhere from 60 plus seniors that don't really have families or anyone to you know, buy for the holidays. So our staff adopt them. They buy the gifts, they wrap them, and then the case managers from the aging office deliver it to the individual in their home. So that's a nice program. And this year we did something for the first time with the Salvation Army. We did a sock and pajama drive for children.
Mm-hmm.
So that went over well too. So we try to participate mm-hmm. as much as we can.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. Because, you know, again, you see what the need is in the community as well when you work with these patients every single day, correct?
Yes.
And it is truly amazing. And so another thing that you do, you've done it in the past, it kind of is coming back, is the grief support group or the grief workshop, correct, Jill?
Yes, we will be starting a grief support group workshop. It will begin April 3rd. And it will be a 6-week program, 6 consecutive weeks, between the hours of 4:30 and 6 at the hospital. Myself, as a licensed social worker and a certified grief counselor, along with Pastor Norm, who also has a master's in counseling, will be providing the support to the community, really anybody that has lost a loved one. They are able to attend this. You know, Pastor Norm is a non-denominational.
Say that 10 times quick.
pastor. So, you know, it really doesn't matter your spiritual preference. You definitely right. could come in and sit with us and talk about the loss of your loved one. We are there to kind of navigate you through that because it is difficult to lose anybody in your life.
Right, right. And I remember years ago I did participate in that and I felt it was so, so helpful at the time. But the one thing I did want to point out is I didn't go right away. Some people don't want to do that. You know, maybe they've just lost someone a month ago and they don't want to attend. So would there be an opportunity later on? Would you hold these programs again?
Yes, we will be doing them in the future after this one runs its course. We will definitely be jumping back in. And I think what you said is perfect because when you first lose somebody, you tend to think I'm all alone in this. Right. I'm the only one that's feeling these emotions. And I do think that is why people don't step in initially, but then later on they do.
Right. And again, it's just nice to know that's there for them. Is there a phone number? Like, should they register? Is there information that they have to fill out beforehand?
There's no registration required. There is no fee charged for it. It is Wednesdays from 4:30 to 6. Mm-hmm. And there will be a form for the individual to fill out when they get there, but no pre-registration is required. We didn't feel it was necessary to do that. Whoever mm-hmm. can come. Mm-hmm. And it's just not for our hospice survivors. It's open to the community.
Right, right. And that's really a nice service that we can provide to mm-hmm. our community members overall. If they did have questions, can they call someone?
They can call and leave a message on my phone. It is 570-253-8383. And if I'm not there, I'll call them back.
Right. Okay. Yes. Mary's a busy woman. So is Jill and Morgan. When we look at what they do every day, any last words that you want to share with our audience today?
No, thank you for doing this. It's nice to put a light on our field.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yes. And like, you know, again, so if we have our community members knowing and they happen to be a patient here and you walk in and I'm a social worker here at Ware Memorial, at least they'll have an idea of you know, what to expect and what questions to ask you. Correct?
Correct.
Yeah. Yes. So, ladies, thank you so much for being on the show today. I really appreciate your time. And thank you.
Thank you for having us.
You're welcome.
Again, this is Carol Kanier, Community Health Manager for Wayne Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for listening and have a great day.